We're going to read with us tonight. We're going to read some out of the book of Judges, the third chapter, and 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, and Hebrews, the 4th chapter. Third chapter, the book of Judges, 15th chapter, the book of 1 Samuel, and 4th chapter of Hebrew. Stand in need of your prayers tonight, so you pray for us. Start with the first verse in the third chapter of the book of Judges. It says, "Now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan. Only that the generations of the children of Israel might know to teach them war at the least, such as before knew nothing thereof. Namely, 5 lords of the Philistines and all the Canaanites and the Sidonians and the Hivites that dwell in the Mount of Lebanon from Mount Baal Hermon unto the entering in of Hamath. And they were to prove Israel by them, to know whether they would hearken unto the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses." 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, I believe it is. We're going to start with the 10th verse. It says, "Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night." Hebrews 4th chapter. Probably start with about the 6th verse. Know it's breaking in on some of it, but we'll. Says, "Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again he limited a certain day, saying in David, Today, after so long a time, as it is said, Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, I know that this is, most of this scripture that we've read to you is pretty familiar scripture tonight, and I don't know that we're going to try to tie any of this together. Got a little bit of a thought, just to be honest with you, and we'll just trust that the Lord will give us what we stand in need of. A lot of things, I guess, has crossed our hearts and our minds and during the song service, and the song that they just sang. And I'm glad that he'll hear us when we pray. He will. He'll hear us when we pray. I want to talk on a subject tonight that everybody in this world is probably familiar with. There's not a it's not left up to us tonight whether or not that the Word of God is right. It's not left up to us. It's left up to us whether or not we believe. Now, the Bible says here in the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews, we know what he is talking about, and you do too. They didn't enter. There were some of them that didn't enter in to Canaan. They didn't enter into the land of rest because of unbelief. Because of unbelief. I want to talk a little while, Lord help me, about right and wrong. Right and wrong. It's not a choice, and it's not what we say whether or not that the Word of God is right. Not up to us. Well, preacher, I got a choice. We sure do. But it does not change the fact that the Word is the Word. The commandments of God that He gave unto the children of Israel, my friend, was binding. Bound. I believe one writer said that when he wrote on the tables, he wrote with the finger of God. The finger of God wrote on that of the tables. Now we're living in a time when people don't worry about them 10. And the truth is, them 10's not what's in force. But they are two, my friend, that keeps them 10 in the place that they were. They're still right. They started out right, and they're still right tonight. 2024. It's still right. There's millions and millions of people in this world that will not have the right. You hear that? They will not have the right. You have a right. I have a right. Whether we choose to believe that the Word of God is right or whether it means nothing to us. You've got that choice. I have that choice. But we cannot make the Word of God right. We can't do it. We cannot change what God has put in place, brethren, for mankind tonight. He done it. Thank God when He made man, He given, brethren, what was right. Woo! Did He not? Did He not give Adam everything, brethren, that was right tonight? Yes, He did. Why, preacher? You know, a lot of folks, I'm glad that God's not a dictator. I'm glad, my friend, that I can worship whom I want to worship. I have that choice. And you do too. And brethren, it's obvious in this world of which we live that, brethren, people have made the choice that God is not the way. Yes, sir. There's a lot of them made the choice, my friend, that they're going to heaven and they've got no dealings with God tonight. They're not going to make it, folks. His own people, brethren, did not make it because of their unbelief. Right. Did He not give Adam all that was good? Said He did. Everything He made was good. Was it? Yes, sir. Give it to Adam. Told him, my friend, what to do with it. Did He not? Told him he could eat of anything except the tree of life. Knowledge. Listen, preacher, you upset? Not a bit. This world, I'm going to say this. Brethren, a lot of so-called Christians, my friend, are upside down in this world. Yes, sir. They're no more God's people than the Gentile was in the Old Testament. Can't help it. Right, brethren, me and you do not decide what was right. excited. Adam, you can eat of every tree except that tree of knowledge of good and evil. Worst thing you ever done. Yes, it was. It's amazing to me how many people today can use God and profanity in the same sentence. I'm just going to be honest with you. And they call themselves right. You hear me? Yes. Yes. God had trouble out of his own people. Them people that he had taught his ways, give his law, was the apple of his eye. They'd never done right, folks. They knowed how to do wrong. You say, I know, I understand, I'm not. I can't help it. I can't help what I got. The Lord, in the days of the judges, he said them, he was talking about them young Israelites that had not come up through the wars and what have you. He said, we're going to show them by these five kings. He said, we're going to show them what war really means. Yes, sir. And he said, I'm going to prove the children of Israel whether or not they'll keep the commandments that they're given by Moses. Listen, folks. It's always been okay to do right. Did you know that? There ain't no law against it. No, there ain't. There ain't no law. There's some things, you can go over and Paul's writing, my friend, and you can find out there is no law against doing good. Love, mercy, grace, kindness. Yes, sir. These things against such, there's no law. You stay in the right, my friend. There's no law against you. But we're living in a day, my friend, where we're deciding whether what's right and what's wrong with that book. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, I'm doing no such thing. I didn't say you was guilty. Unless you in that millions and millions of so-called Christians, my friend, that don't know what that word means. Yes, sir. David said, let me hide this what? This word in my heart that I what? Might not sin against thee. Brethren, we've got more than David had. Yes, we do. I can read this book from Genesis to Revelation, and the truth of it is, it's not my job to say, my friend, what's right and what's wrong. It's already determined. Yes, sir. It's already written. Brethren, it's written on the tables of your heart. How can you not know something about it? Yeah. I would, God, that people get their head out of the sand. Preacher, he said in Judges, he said, I'm going to prove them whether or not they'll keep the commandments. Not just these commandments, but these are the ten. And folks, I said what I said a while ago because it hangs on two today. According to the Word of God. But I'll promise you, you keep them two and you'll cover them ten. Yes, sir. What's the problem is, my friend, we want to love God and destroy our neighbor. Huh? I can't help it. Preacher, you ought to lived 100 years ago. Wouldn't done me no good. I'd had to preach the same thing. Yes, sir. I believe that. If I'd have been born 100 years ago and God called me to preach, I'd have to preach the same word, Crofton, as what I'm preaching today. Well, preacher, I don't know about that. Well, I do. Did you know that the Lord has never changed my message? Preacher, I don't know where I believe it or not. Can I tell you something? Did he have a different commandment for Saul than he had for the children of Israel? No. The commandment unto Saul was to go down there and destroy them. Was it not? Utterly. Utterly destroy them. Utterly wipe them out. Truth of it is, bring nothing home because they ain't nothing left. And Saul knowed that. And you know what he told Samuel? I read it to you. It repenteth me that I have made Saul king over my people. Why? Because he cannot follow my commandments. Folks, it ain't hard to live for God. And I'm going to tell you something else. If it ain't hard to live for God, it ain't hard to stay out of the world. No, sir. It ain't hard. It can't be. It can't be. The one, my friend, is across to the other. You've got... There's no reason, brethren, why me or you, either one, should be guilty, thank God, of unbelief today. Amen. Yes, sir. Did he not say he'd write these up on the tables of your hearts? You could gather them up. You could burn every one you could find. And I honestly believe, my friend, between the mixture of people we've got here tonight, we could rewrite her verbatim. Yes, sir. You're not going to destroy what's there or what's here. Now, that he ain't talking about that pumping heart, Bruce. There's so many people, my friend, that thinks that old pump in there is their heart. I'd confuse you. I'd confuse you. But brethren, when God saved the heart, when he saved the soul, he saved the heart. Thank God he saved the body. He saved it all, and he gave all of it to us. And it's all right tonight. And you won't know what's wrong? Read that word. It'll tell you what's wrong. It'll show you what's wrong. All you got to do is read about the people that went the wrong way. Well, preacher, that's back in the olden days. There's some New Testament scripture in there that when people went the wrong way. Yes, sir. They wound up, what, dead. Did they not? And they didn't have no good end. No, sir. Right and wrong. Folks, it's in that book. It's not my decision nor your decision to say what's right and to say what's wrong. My friend, the book has already given it to us. The Word. The Word. Brethren, that Word ain't dead. It's fully alive tonight. Fully. There's not anything in this world that'll get a hold of you like the Word of God. Not anything. You won't know why a lot of folks don't come to the house of God. It's because they cannot feel comfortable. And brethren, we're living in a day, if I've ever seen anything, my friend, we're going to be sure that everybody's comfortable. Are we not? If what we said, if it happens and they somebody speak up against it, my friend, we'll change it. Will we not? Brethren, that book ain't rewritten. It'll never be rewritten. You know what God said? He said the Word was forever settled in heaven. You ain't going to change her. I don't care what you write. I don't care if you write her upside down, sideways, whichever thing you want to look at it. My friend, there's things that's wrong in the Word of God, folks. And 2024 is still wrong because the Word says it is. I've had a few people down through the years that call and want to know what I thought about something. And you know what they told me before I answered them? I know what you're going to say. What you call me for? Huh? But they go over here and talk to old Brother Billy. Brother Billy's a little different now. He'll understand what I'm talking about. Yeah? Like I didn't. You hear me? I understood. You know what I understood? I understood that Word of God's still the Word of God. You can't slice it no other way. Folks, it's what it is. It'll never change for the generations. It'll not do it. It never did do it. It's the reason in the book of Judges that he wanted to prove them concerning the commandments that Moses had given. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You go to the 5th, 6th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. My friend, and you'll read it over there. He said, I want you talking about these commandments when you sit down, when you rise up, when you go to bed. My friend, talk about the Word of God. Teach them. Write it up on the doorpost. Yes, sir. Jeff, it was mandatory. Did you know that? You wasn't going to make it as a little Jew boy, 12 years old, and didn't know the law. Yeah. You hear me? You wasn't going to make it. They wasn't going to crown you. They wasn't going to put a robe on you. No, sir. They wasn't going to accept you. You had to know what that word of God taught. Because at 12-year-old, they was required to go to the feast. Yes, sir. They was numbered among the adults. Did you know that? Right? Right and wrong. Folks, we didn't make it in 2024. We didn't make the laws. We didn't hand out, my friend, the sheets that told you what was right and what was wrong. Listen to me. Listen, brethren, you was built with it. You might not have been built with the Word of God, but there's something morally built inside a man that lets him know right from wrong. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he's okay until he comes to the knowledge of good and evil. Yes, sir. And there's a difference. There's a difference. You think it's wrong of God, my friend, to want us as His people to recognize Him and to keep His statutes? Do you think He's wrong in that manner? Not so. There's several fathers here tonight. I venture to say that we've all probably took things under our hands that we done a little bit different than maybe our fathers did. Because we didn't think their procedure worked. The truth. It's the truth. It's absolutely the truth. I couldn't tell you how many times my children come home and they wanted to do something, and they said, well, brother so-and-so lets his children. Amen. My exact words is, I'm not brother so-and-so. They didn't like it. And I wouldn't that hard. I wouldn't that hard on them. There's some things that they was not going to do. Steve, they was not going to do them. And I had mamas and daddies to talk to me and said, you ought to let up and you ought to do this and you ought to do that. And I'd say, thank you. Because that's about all they was going to get. Was a thank you. You say, preacher, it didn't make it right. It made it right to me. You hear me? It made it right to me. Now listen, folks. That's under my roof. You hear me? Brethren, you get under that roof right there. You get under that roof, I'd have put them under the house. Locked the doors and wouldn't let them out. And they'd been wrong of me to do so. Those people that thinks, my friend, they keep them out of this world, that they'll make it when they get grown up. I'm just going to give you my opinion. That's a bad opinion. When they get in that world, my friend, they ain't going to know how to carry out. They missing. This book is full. It's full of what's right. Full of it. And folks, that's right, we ain't going to change. Okay? This book is full of wrong. Preacher, it can't be. Yes, it can. It's full of wrong. You read it, see if it won't show you the difference between right and wrong. I preached a message one time about right and wrong. Right done this, wrong done that. Right always prevailed. Now, the decision is not mine and it's not yours. Whether or not that book is right or wrong, that's, it's not our decision. Why do I say that? I'm going to leave this with you and I'll bring my remarks to a close. I've said this before, and the only thing that I know that I can do in the midst of this world, which is a great mess, the only thing that I know that I can do is to continue to follow Him. And if I follow Him, it might be wrong in everybody else's eyes, but it'll be right. There's things in my heart I know's right. I know the book says it's right. You hear me? I don't have to worry about what somebody thinks about it. The book says it's right. I work around folks, my friend, and we're in such a relaxed, I guess, is a pretty good word. We're in a relaxed state when it comes to Christianity as a whole. People are relaxed. They are completely satisfied right where they are. And I'll just be honest with you. I doubt that there's very many of them that cares what kind of relationship they have with the Lord. But they care what kind of relationship they have with everybody else. Do your neighbor right and you're going to make it. Sorry. Do your neighbor right. Do good. It would amaze you if you sat down and talked to people and they'd start telling you how many charities they give to and how many times they offer their time to do other things for other people. Hear me? But yet, they will not abide by what that book teaches. Something's wrong. Something wrong. Leroy? Can I tell you something? It was not right for Cain to slay his brother. Well, preacher, sure it wouldn't. It was wrong. It was wrong for him to do that, was it not? Did you know what Cain said? The Lord asked him, he said, "Where's your brother?" Didn't he? "Where's your brother?" He said, "I'm not my brother's keeper." The Lord told him, he said, "Your brother's blood has cried out on you. And he sent him out." He said, "You shall be a fugitive and a vagabond, a wanderer." You know what Cain said? Cain said, "My punishment is too great for me to bear." He knowed what it meant. He knowed what it meant to be cast out. Cast out. Listen, folks. He knowed it was wrong when he done it. He knowed it was wrong. There's not anything in this world that'll search like the Word of God. Not anything. It'll search you. It's quick. Is that not what he said? It's quick and it's powerful. And that word quick really means to be alive. It's alive. Quick and powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword. He wanted us to know, my friend, the Word of God, just how alive it was and how powerful it is and how sharp it is. Sharper than any two-edged sword. He didn't stop there. Piercing. Now listen. Piercing. Even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Did y'all know the Word of God, my friend, was that piercing? There's not anything it tells you in this verse, in this next verse. It tells you there ain't nothing that ain't manifested in His eyes. Nothing. Zero. Zero. There's no way under God's heaven you'll ever hide anything from God. They ain't got a rock big enough. No, sir. No, sir. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. That ain't all. And of the joints and marrow. Now, folks, that's getting on down. That's separating some things. Listen, and is a discerner of the thoughts. Of the thoughts. You ever have bad thoughts? Sure you do. If you're going to tell the truth, you have bad thoughts. I have bad thoughts. I've always said it's not the thought, my friend, that's the problem. It's the entertaining of the thoughts. James will tell you that. I ain't going to get into that. But he, the Word of God, he is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. What intentions do you have? Intentions. Doesn't mean you're really going to do it, but it means you intend. You could. Is that not right? Listen. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. You say, preacher, that ain't talking about the Word. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know what the book says about the Word? St. John, first chapter, the first verse. In the beginning was the Word. Is that not what it says? The Word was with God. Word was God. The Word was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. Is that not right? And in the 14th verse of that chapter says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld Him the glory, as the only begotten Son of God. Right, and wrong. Preacher, I didn't know it had wrong in it. Yeah, it's got wrong in it. There's no way in this world to measure right without wrong. Neither can you measure wrong without right. Good and evil. You'll never know what's good if you don't know what's evil is. That's the message. Am I finished? No way. The children of Israel was required to keep the commandments. And in the book of Judges, he said, I'm going to prove them, see whether they keep them or not. And you know what he found out? They couldn't. They didn't. They went against the commandments of God so much that the Lord told them in one place, he said, you have taught the Gentile, my friend, how to live away from God. What he told them. He said, you've taught them their ways. Right? Wrong. This is it. Well, preacher, what if I decide it's wrong? You got a wrong decision. This word's right. Now, we have people in this world that will not recognize that right there. They won't recognize it. They will not recognize it. They will not have it. They're the heathens of this world. Well, preacher, you ought not say that. They are. It doesn't mean that they couldn't have a change of heart. But the truth of it is, if they won't have that word of God, they're not of God. They're of the world. He tells us plainly about all that. I'll hush. Good to be here. I appreciate your attention. I really do. You can twist. I saw a man do an illustration. It's just simple. He took two straws and he made a cross out of the straws. He made a cross. And he made it, and the cross part was pretty high. Well, he tore it apart and he went down about halfway and he made it. Cross about halfway, and that didn't suit a lot of them, so he undone it and he done it again. He just twisted it. He just twisted. Made them a cross that they could accept. You see? Then he had one made out of wood. And it was a cross. And he says, no matter what I do, he said, I can't twist this cross. I can't refit it. Just what I've said tonight, you can get in this Word of God. I don't care what people says. The Bible says, let what? Every man be a liar and God the truth. What we know about God, is it not right here? What we have of the Word of God, is it not right here? Can I tell you something? If you're born again, the Word of God's in you. Part of you. Well, preacher, you're saying Jesus is part of me. He better be. Here's the Word. Anybody got anything you need to say or do, leave with us.